Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I hunt.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling. Now I'm shining on the button. Life is nuts.
Why I hunt. I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleet, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I hunt. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I hunt.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling. Now I'm shining. I'm running like it's nuts.
That's why I hunt.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I hunt.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling. Now I'm shining. I'm running like it's nuts.
Why I hunt. Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard. That's so hard, push homie. Back then I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool cause I'ma ride on 84. I had nothing so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who won the city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining, I'm running like it's nuts.
That's why I hunt.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I hunt.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining, I'm running like it's nuts.
Why I hunt. I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle. Legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Welcome to the Cut on D14 Radio. It goes down every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I am your host, Onyx, and the co-host, Tyrone and Golden Fleece, are on the line as well. What up, guys? Yo.
Where's my man Tyrone at?
Right here. What's happening? What's happening, people?
Alrighty.
All good. Another Wednesday on the cut. A lot going on today. Excited, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely super excited. To everybody that's listening in for the first time, this is G14 Radio via the network global14.com, which is Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. Definitely a great place for you to get your network on. A lot of groups to join. Plenty of opportunity on there. So those of you who are up-and-coming artists and up-and-coming models as well. So even if you're not into social networks, definitely I want you to check that out again, global14.com. Like Golden said, a lot of news happened this week. I hope we get a chance to discuss it. That'll be a little bit later on. Two guests coming through this evening. One is Gino's Truth. He's pretty heavy on the marketing. He's worked with some notable artists such as Foetry, Jeezy, Tank, a couple of others, just to mention a few. And then get into our first model will be coming up, Cassell Renee. Did I pronounce that right, Golden?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Cassell Renee, yeah.
Okay, because I didn't think I was going to pronounce
it
right.
I think it's Cassell Renee, yeah. I think it's
okay, right. She's going to be on the Beautiful Music segment, and we're actually going to have that coming up momentarily. And first and foremost, you guys, what do you think about Golden? Can you actually give some information on the Beautiful Music segment real quick?
Most definitely. The Beautiful Music segment has been great for us. Basically, what we wanted to do is just, you know, spotlight the models and, you know, the video girls that everyone, you know and love, get their perspective on the industry. Like we say, they're as much as part of the industry as the rappers, the singers. Everybody knows the girls that grace the videos, the magazine. So, you know, we always see them in still images or just moving in videos, and we don't ever get to talk to them. So we wanted to bring their perspective to light, understand where they come from. A lot of them are in college, going to school, acting. They have a lot of different things going on. So we wanted to hear about that and share that with the world and our audience. So that's what the Beautiful Music segment is all about. Let the ladies speak in their side of the story.
Yes, indeed. Representing for the ladies. Very excited. but real quick, the music charts, as we do every week, we got to know what the numbers is talking about, who's winning, who's losing. Hot 100, somebody that I used to know, Gotye featuring Kimbra. Fun featuring Janelle Monae. I don't think this song is going to go anywhere. It's actually the song We Are Young on the pop and radio chart. You got the hip-hop R&B single Usher, Climax. Wait a minute, that joint is loud. Is that 2 Chainz? That joint is loud. 2 Chainz, I need you to chill, homie. Nah, the number one rap song in the nation is actually still The Model. But what's so interesting is that it's pretty much about to have some competition with Kurt Cobain, who's ranking in the number 2 spot, and last week he's at 3. So each week he's getting closer and closer to number 1. So shout out to Kurt Cobain for making the Billboard chart.
Ah, see, both them brothers sound the same. With that Drake sound and about to knock him off the charts.
You're right, they both got the little, you know, the singing, the rapping, the little tuning. Thinking my cut. I like that song. But look, it is. It's really nice. The beat is rocking. And then, you guys, the past 3 weeks, actually, Nicki Minaj had the number one album. Well, guess who has it this week? B.O.B., Strange Clouds. So, obviously, I've been sleeping on this. Didn't even know, I hate to say, that he even dropped anything recently. So, as far as an album, I knew he had a mixtape out. I didn't even know about this, so I feel kind of bad. But, again, it's number one. So, what do you guys think about that?
Yeah, B.O.B. is a talented young brother, man. Always kept it real. He playing the guitar, damn near singing sometimes, rapping, like all around talented artist. Shout out to B.O.B., Strange Clouds. That brother's a real artist, man.
Most definitely. A musician, indeed, he is. Anything hot in the mixtape?
For sure. Mixtapes. Got a few on the list. You know, first off, we got Kid Flash with The Greatest Adventure. We also have Murder Mook. You know, Murder Mook is known mostly for his battle rapping. Real nice battle rapper, but he has a mixtape called Street Smart. We also are announcing the return of DMX with The Weigh-In. I believe that's an EP.
My boy.
Yeah, that's an EP. So that's it for the mixtapes. How y'all feeling about that?
Love DMX.
Nigga, DMX, man. After I'd have seen him on that couple's therapy, I don't know. That. Let me tell you something. The reason why I love DMX is because he's crazy as shit. Like, I don't know if y'all watched that couple's therapy shit, but DMX was wilding on that joint. So
is that the reality show? that he used to have?
Yeah, it's a reality show, okay. Him and his wife. They was trying to mend stuff, keep it together, you know what I'm saying? But at the end, they decided to go their separate ways, but they still be best friends. It's just so funny to see how DMX reacts to certain things. So that alone makes me want to hear the mixtape, because DMX has always been wild and crazy. But, and yeah, shout out to Murder Mook. Been doing his thing, like Tyrone said, on the battle circuit for a long time. I think Murder Mook is that he went with Rough Riders, right?
I don't know if he's still with Rough Riders, but I do know at some point he did go to Rough Riders. I've never heard any of his actual songs, so I mean, if you can give me some insight on that, that'd be cool, as well as some of the listeners who may not have heard a whole project from Mook.
Only song that I've heard recently from Mook is a song where he is rapping about every borough in New York and what can happen to you. The video is actually real dope, because he like gets in a cab. He's the cab driver driving this Chinese man through every borough in New York, and he describes the boroughs of New York to the T. So if you're from New York, you know, like, Harlem niggas like to dress flashy, got real flashy style, but gangsters, you know what I'm saying? So he chronicles what Queens is, what Harlem is, and he's talking to the Asian dude in the back. So I thought that was pretty dope. But as far as any of his songs catching on in the club, mainstream, I haven't heard of anything doing so. But hopefully you get a chance to make it big, you know, pop off. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I haven't heard anything recently. I know I was going to just say I need to be put on as well a little bit, especially if he's buzzing like that, because I wasn't really quite familiar with him either and hadn't heard anything. But I do think that I did hear that he was in the Rough Riders camp as well. So, I like you said, Tyrone, I'm not sure if he's still with them or not. But what about the Kid Flash guy? Anybody have anything to say about him?
I've never heard of him in my life.
Me neither.
I need to get on the Kid Flash, though. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe he's underground and just has like a big buzz or something like that and a huge following. I mean, I'll go to Google and see what I can find.
Usually, I would say if I didn't hear about it, it wasn't buzzing. But that's like bullshit nowadays, because there's a lot of stuff buzzing out there. That when that XXL hot.
Oh yeah, when the cover came out.
Yeah, some of the people on there I never heard of before, so
yeah.
I can never say that you're not buzzing if I haven't heard of you, because a lot of them slipped through my, radar. So I'll be checking out Kid Flash.
Most definitely, because I was just going to say the same thing. It was a couple of them on there that I didn't. Usually it might be maybe one or two at the most, but this time it was like, yo, who is this, who is
like
this, who is
this?
The
nigga with the contacts, I've never heard of that cat. I'm seeing him everywhere now. He's everywhere.
Hospital.
I'm like, who is that?
Yeah. Well, they had it right, you know, freshman list. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, because up next is a beautiful music segment, and we have the model, Cashelle Renee, and I do hope I'm pronouncing that right. She'll be coming on the line next and getting on a one-on-one with Golden. So real quick, let's take a break. Kirko Bang, since we were talking about him, Drink in My Cup.
Roll up and your girlfriend want a nigga like me, cause I ain't tryna control her. She call me when she wanna change. Black diamond, my pinky ring, and she know you weak and we ain't the same. You hit the scene, I make the scene. I'm in her head like Maybelline. H time, so I'm Maybelline. I'm in her soul, I make her scream. I don't ride the toad, don't pay the change. I'm easy tag like Peter Pan. She want a man, don't need a man. I'm flying down your boulevard. She cooking dinner with your fans. Draped up, slipped out, yo bitch know what I'm talking about. Pulls up, pull out, we get it popping in a parking lot. She like to do it with the lights on. Don't matter to me if it's dark or not. I'm G'd up, east up, fossil pants, I'm hard as rock. My car. drink in my cup. I done came down, came up, slow pitch, change up, same hood, same style, same drink, same cup. She call me when she wanna fuck, I never call, she know what's up. Same page, same book, different song, same hook. Every time her nigga trippin', she on the phone with the same crook. And every time I pull up, she hit me with that same look. Lips biting, yes right, she left her man for that get right. I'm in the middle like midnight, but only if you got that hip tight. Only if you got that wine fine, only if you got that sip tight. Only if you got that mind bomb, only if you got that sip tight. Eat that shit like wine time, joking baby, I'm pimp tight. I'm used to being that one and done, but girl, you got that
get right.
And came down, hold up. Hold up.
Got that drink in your cup.
Kirk O'Bain's drink in my cup. Shout out to Kirk O'Bain. Let's get that wrong.
We ready. Let's get it. Please.
Yo, I just want to know, do we have the lovely Cashel Renee on the line?
Yes, we do.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
Hello, Cashel. Nice to, thank you for
How
joining
you?
Us. Very good.
Thank you for having me. That's great.
Guys, I couldn't wait to get Cashel, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Is it Cashel Renee?
Yep, that's right.
Excellent. I couldn't wait to get her on the show. I was basically bugging my man Classic when I first saw her. I was like, wow, this girl's amazingly beautiful. I got to get her on the show.
Uh-oh.
But not only that, when I read the things that she aspired to do and the schooling and all that, and we're going to get into that, but it was just like, okay, yeah, we need to interview her. So, Cashel, welcome. How are you doing today?
I am doing very well, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine, thank you for asking. Now we're going to get right into it, because everybody wants to know, where is Cashel Renee from? Where does she live now?
I am originally from Gretna, Virginia. I'm pretty sure no one knows where that is. It's a really small town in Virginia. And now I am in Atlanta. So, yeah, big difference
awesome. There,
I know.
Wow, yeah, I was about to say, Gretna to Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes.
Wow, yeah, that's got to be a big change. Now, we had another model on here from Virginia as well. I think that was Carice. Was she from Richmond, Virginia or something? And she was telling us that it's a little bit slow out there, but they have a good time out there. She said, if I ever go out there to hit, was it Posh Nightclub?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so I guess that's the nightclub that's popping out there. But let's get off, you know, get off all of that. Cashel Renee, let's find out when you first started modeling. When you wanted to get into it, was it when you were in Virginia or when you moved to Atlanta?
It was actually when I was in Virginia, so, and that was just last year, actually in May of 2011, actually, is when I started, when I first started modeling, so it's been a year, but I'm definitely starting in Virginia, yeah.
Okay, so you're just getting into it, first year into it, and I must say, man, I've seen you in a lot of different places. All beautiful images. What inspired you to get into it while you were in Virginia? Was there something that happened, a specific person call you, or is it just something that you said that, you know what, I should try my hand at this?
It was one of those things where I always had people tell me that I was really attractive and that I should maybe get into it, but I never really... Because I'm not really that, I'm only 5'4", you know, so I think of modeling as like runway modeling and so forth. So I wasn't really sure about the different markets in modeling. And so there were a couple photographers who started to bug me a lot about modeling. So I was just like, all right, what the heck, I'll just try it, you know. So, and I did, and I've done really well thus far, so I'm kind of glad that I started when I did. So it's been great so far.
No, that's awesome. So basically, last year they start calling you up and say, hey, you really need to do this, and then you're taking off like that. Let's congratulate you.
Thank you.
Not a lot of people get to, you know, rise that fast on how you're doing. So how do you feel about it when you're out there modeling, when you're taking these images? Because the images I've seen of you, you're not afraid. You get in front of the camera and you own it. So how does it feel? Is it like a liberating feeling for you to do print modeling? You know, describe how you feel about it when you do it.
I don't know. I've always been one of those people where I'm very comfortable with my body, and I don't really have a problem with nudity and so forth. I think that nudity is a beautiful thing when it's done correctly. So when I've been in front of the camera, I mean, my main goal is to, you know, make sure I feel sexy, make sure that sexiness come across in the pictures that I take. But it, to me, like, feeling sexy is a great feeling or whatever, so it's cool with me, and I love it or whatever, so, yeah.
Awesome. No, it comes across, and it smacks you right in the face. It comes across. When your images come across crazy, so I just want to commend you, because everyone I'm seeing, I'm like, wow, man, she pops out. You know what I'm saying? There's certain models you'll look, and you'll be like, oh, man, she's a beautiful woman, it's nice. And then there's certain when you're like, damn, okay, well, this is really, really looks great. So with all the, you know, people telling you, oh, you look great, is there any specific place that you want to take it to? I know you've been in a few magazines and websites. I would like you to share those so people that are listening can know exactly where to look at your images. But where do you want to take it as far as the road that you're on now?
Right now, I am trying to take it into acting because that's what I feel I'm really talented in. As a matter of fact, I am going to start filming my very first movie the end of this year in the Bahamas. So that's definitely where I'm trying to go. You know, I just did modeling as like a stepping stone to get, you know, recognized and so forth, to cross over. So now that I'm finally starting to cross over, that's exactly, you know, what I came in this game about. So it's great.
No, that's awesome. So, you know, Cashel came in with a plan. Modeling is going to be a stepping stone, and she's going to take over the acting world. I can see it happening. You know, we're definitely going to support you in whatever you do. So congratulations on even having that insight. You know, some people, you know, they get stuck and they want to, you know, hey, I like the modeling, it's going great, but, you know, they don't know what they want to do after that. So it's important that, you know, young women that are getting the modeling understand that you can use this to your advantage to go to different heights. So Cashel's right. doing it herself. So congratulations on that film in the Bahamas. That's pretty big. Now, you also won beauty pageants, correct?
Yes, that is true.
How young were you when you were winning beauty pageants?
I did my very first pageant when I was 14 years old, and I got first runner-up. And so the next year I competed in another, and I won. And then, like, 2 years later when I was, like, 17, I competed in one more, and I won. So, and then I gave it up.
Okay.
Yes.
Guess you're considered a winner. You win in everything that you that you entered. Cashel's a winner now. I can see that you know, when people enter beauty pageants, you know that their beauty is real, because that's like a mixed crowd. Was it a specific niche, or was it just a beauty pageant period? Like Asian, white girls, black girls? Was it every basic ethnicity involved in a beauty pageant?
Yep, it was. It was a lot of different ethnicities. And we also had to do talent and so forth. I mean, it was basically just like a Miss America pageant, like everything that you would have to do there, like answer the questions, do a talent portion and all of that stuff. We had to do it as well. So, yeah, it was very competitive, and I was really shocked when I won, but it was a great feeling. So,
well, that's awesome, because every time somebody says I was in a beauty pageant, I always ask that, because I've sat there and watched a beauty pageant before, and you really got to be on point. Girls be up there mm-hmm. fucking up their speech. You know, one girl was playing the piano. She done messed up the keys on the piano. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's some heavy-duty pressure when you up there. Mm-hmm. So if you're beautiful and you got talent and you're well-spoken, then those are the ones that usually go to the end in the win. So I guess you're a threat in all those categories. So congratulations to you for that.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome. Now, I also see that you graced a lot of, like I said, magazines and internet magazines as well. Could you give us a few so the audience can know where they could check out your images?
Sure. So I have done the undressed issue of Cred Magazine. So it's Cred Magazine, and they have like an undressed issue. So that was my very first magazine feature. And then after that, I made the cover of Flavor Girl of their September issue. And that's actually available for purchase autograph on my website. And then right after that, I was in the November issue of Jet Magazine Beauty of the Week. And then as far as websites, I have been on Wiz Daily Dose about 4 times, G-Girls. com. I've been on there about 4 times. Cutie Central. I have a very personal interview on that website as well, along with some exclusive pictures that some people may have never seen before. So that's basically what I've done. And I just have my last feature on Eye Candy Sessions. It's a really hot feature, so you can check that out as well. But that's about it for right now. I would probably say expect to see me like some more major magazines coming up soon. So definitely stay on and watch out for that. So
definitely. Now I want to give out her website, you know, because she did mention her website. It's www.officialcashelrenee.com,
mm-hmm.
correct? So
you
got biters out there. There's people biting you that you had to put the official in the front. I thought Cashel Renee was you know, one of those names that a lot of people wouldn't have, and you still got people out there wanting to be you. That means you're a bad girl, Cashel.
Oh, thank you.
And you also mentioned something that we talked about last week, with our model last week. She was also a Jet Magazine Beauty of the Week. Let me congratulate you on that, because I know African-American women, ethnic women growing up, that's like the holy grail to be like a Jet Beauty of the Week. I remember those pages on walls in everybody's rooms. So congratulations for being a Jet Magazine Beauty of the Week. That's not easy to do.
Right. Thank you so much.
That's no problem at all. Now we're going to get into the other side that I was interested in when I read. You just graduated, right?
I did, yes.
Congratulations to that. Round of applause.
Thank you.
What did you graduate in? What were you studying? If you could tell the audience exactly what your degree was in.
Okay. Well, my degree was in psychology, and so I went to Lynchburg College to study to get my graduate degree in psychology, and then so I graduated the 12th, actually, a few days ago, and so my the area that I'm really interested in is clinical psychology, and so I will be starting school in Atlanta in September, and that would be the doctorate program in clinical psychology. So I will be in a 5-year program to get my PhD there, so I'm really excited about that as well.
Congratulations, man. Beauty and brains, you can't beat that. I love it when I hear that these beautiful women are going to school, doing their thing, able to handle the modeling on the side, but really have the eye on the prize to other different things like acting, clinical psychology. Now, you want to get in a brother's head. Is that what it is? Is that what you made? What made you study clinical psychology? Like, I'm gonna get in these heads. They're not gonna do me any kind of way.
No, I didn't really think about that part of it when I decided to study psychology. I was more interested in, like, the abnormal disorders. But along with studying that, we do learn about getting into people's heads. So there's no way to escape it. So I have a problem with analyzing everybody. That's a problem, but it's not something that I really try to do, but it just happens from time to time. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. I was kidding, but now I know. God, so, fellas, if you meet Cashel anywhere, you go up to shake her hand. If she stare at you for more than 3 minutes, she probably, yeah, this nigga's a dirtbag. I could tell already. just by looking at the brothers. Now, I'm just joking, man. I find it fascinating, you know what I'm saying? And I find it kind of intense. So, you know, I like to follow you and see where you go with that. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people that study psychology, and we have interesting conversations when I do talk to them. So I love that stuff. Unfortunately, I didn't go to school for it, but that was something that I would have gone to school for. I think it is a fascinating subject.
Yes, definitely.
So you said you're going to go back to school while you're in Atlanta, and you're going to go to the Bahamas at the end of the year. Now, when you go to the Bahamas, do you have a certain time you're going to be out there? Are you going to be shooting while you're out there as far as images, or are you going to just be working on the film?
I'm just going to be working on the film because I'm going to be out there for about 10 to 15 days. And we don't really have, like, an exact date as of now, but I should be finding that out soon. But it would definitely be all acting work, no time to do photo shoots or anything like that.
Okay. Well, everybody, I know they could check it out on your website to follow what she's doing with the film, so on and so forth. Now, we got to get into some questions that I know the men that are listening would like to know. What's your nationality, Cashel?
I am African-American, and I have a mixture of my grandparents were white and Native American, so it's a little, it's a bunch going on there. I know. I'm a mutt.
No, it's an excellent mixture right there. And also, How about the measurements? They want to know. They see it on the images. I mean, I'm putting it all on the audience. It's like, I want to know, like, what's the measurements as well?
Okay, I am a 36D of
25-39. Yikes. And yikes is good. Yikes is good. If you hear me say yikes, that's a good thing. Now, let's get into your mind a little bit. What type of men does Cassell Renee like? What type of brother attracts you, if any do? Do you look for a certain type of guy, personality, the way they dress?
I like a guy that is very intelligent, and he does have to have a little swag. He doesn't have to be, like, the best dresser. Like, I don't really care too much about that. As long as he has really clean shoes. I hate a man with dirty shoes. I cannot stand it. but that's basically, I mean, that's it. As far as, like, a certain, like, look or anything, I don't really care about that, to be honest with you.
Well, that's awesome to know. I mean, you know, Cassell Renee, she's not shallow, but don't step to her with some dirty ass tits. Your shoes gotta be clean. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's another model that said that same thing. She was like, "Niggas, clean your shoes. If you're telling me that, all I just ask is you have some clean shoes on." And I just said,
yes.
I was thinking to myself, like, "Damn, do niggas' shoes be dirty like that out here?"
Mm-hmm. And it's so, oh, my gosh, I hate it. I mean, they can have on, like, the nicest outfit, but when you get down to their shoes, it's like, what were you thinking? Like, how are your shoes dirty? I cannot stand it.
Yo, I was bugging out when the past guest said that because I keep all my shoes, like, so clean. I've been having for years sometimes and keep them clean, but that's how I grew up. So when she said that, mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, niggas will put on some dirty shoes with a clean outfit. That's kind of foreign to me. I mean, it's like another girl that I know out here that's a model. She was like, we moved out the other day. Everybody's chilling, and she was like, "Man, you got some nice teeth." And I was like, "Thanks." And she kept saying, I was like, "Yo, why you keep saying that? Is people's mouth out here just all messed up?" Like, I don't know. Is that something that y'all really be looking at? Like, oh, man, you got some crooked teeth.
Yeah, we do. I mean, your teeth tells a lot about you, you know? It's just like fingernails.
Right.
And you don't really want someone to come up to you and they have dirty fingernails, you know? I don't know. It's just one of those things where, you know, you should always keep clean your teeth, your fingernails.
Yeah.
Your shoes.
Brothers, just wash up. Clean your ass, clean your shoes, brush your teeth, and clean under your nails, man. You know, we got to get it together for the beautiful ladies just looking out for us out there. And I respect it. I feel you every step of the way. Now, the other question that they all going to want to know is, are you dating or do you even have time for that? Because you got your studies, you got your modeling, you got a film coming up. Is Cassell single?
Cassell was single, but I'm not anymore.
Oh,
I have been single for, thank you. I have been single actually for 5 years. And then, and I mentioned that on my Cutie Central interview that they did with me. I was like, well, they asked me, well, what is one thing that people wouldn't know about you? And I was like, I've been single for 5 years, and then people checked out my interview, and so many guys was like, oh, my gosh, like, let me take you out, and then one guy was like, won me over. So right now I'm dating, yeah.
So one guy won you over after seeing the Cutie Central interview?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Shout out to that brother right there for going for it after he saw that interview. That brother was like, wait, let me get this information right now and call her up. Damn, that brother went for it. Congratulations, man. As long as you're happy and
you're
doing your thing, that's an awesome thing, man. I hope you guys make it. That would be a dope story to tell later on, you know?
Thank you.
Now we're going to get into a segment that basically you have to do when you come on the show, so you can't tell me, Golden, I'm not going to do it, because you got to. But it's fun. It's fun, you know what I'm saying? And then after that, we're going to bring on the host and the co-host, and they're going to ask you questions of their own. But this segment is called Jump On, Jump Off. So basically, I'm going to give you a names, give you some names of some guys out there. And if you jump on them, you say jump on. If you jump off, you say jump off, basically meaning you want to deal with them. You ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Floyd Mayweather Jr., jump on or jump off? Damn. Money Mayweather, you jump off? I need a quick reason.
I just don't really like him. I mean, he just seems so arrogant to me. I don't know. That's just what I get from him, and I don't like men like that. So.
Okay. Fair enough. How about Justin Timberlake? Since you got some white in your family, how about Justin Timberlake?
I would jump on.
Ah, ladies love Timberlake, huh? What is it? The dance moves? The little curly hair? What is it?
He just has a lot of swag. Like, I love that. I really do love that, to be a white guy. Yeah, I love it.
Oh, okay. So swagged out white guys, pay attention. Apparently you in demand over there. Now, how about Terrence J from 106 and Park in the new movie Think Like a Man? Jump on or jump off?
Jump off.
Off for Terrence J. Quick reason?
I don't know. He just seems so lame. I'm sorry. He just seems like a really lame little dude.
Oh, shit. Brother, sorry, man. He's just a lame cat. All right. Well, we're going to leave him being lame, man. How about Pitbull? Jump on, jump off.
Jump off.
All right, so that little suave, don't do nothing for you.
No, I don't like that.
Okay. How about Big Sean? Jump on or jump off?
Jump off.
He too little, right?
Yeah.
I kind of already knew. Yeah, like that bro was minute. Kind of small, but, you know, we're gonna go to Atlanta. Where you at? Waka Flocka Flame. Jump on or jump off.
Jump off.
Did you say on?
No, I said off.
Off. Okay. So the Waka don't do it for you.
No, I don't like him.
Okay, just don't like him. All right, let's move on to Kanye West. Jump on or jump off?
I would have to jump on with that one.
Okay, feeling yay.
Yeah, quick reason
why you're feeling Kanye. Quick reason.
He's just so different. He just has this, you know, I don't give a fuck attitude, you know, and I love it. He's like a bad boy kind of with swag.
Yeah, like one of those.
Like,
yeah, okay, swagged out bad boy.
Yeah.
So you liked it when he jumped up on the stage and took the mic from the little white girl and was like, "Yeah, Beyonce had the best video." You was feeling that.
Yeah, I was.
Gotcha. Okay. How about 50 Cent? Jump on or jump off?
That's a tough one. I would probably, I'll jump on. Why not?
Okay. All right. Jump on. How about Rick Ross, Rosé? Jump on or jump off?
Jump off. He's too big.
Too big for you? So Big Sean was too little
big.
And Rosé's too big.
Yeah, he's too big.
Okay, okay. How about West Coast homie, the game? Jump on, jump off.
Jump off.
Okay, okay. Well, why, what's wrong with the game?
It seems a little crazy. I don't know. That's just what I take from him. So.
It seems a little bit everywhere. One day he one way, one day he the next way, right?
Right.
Okay, okay. Well, you know, Big Sean, you know, I'm pretty sure after all these meals he eating, he gonna get a little bigger. And you know, Shorty loves him out there. That's why, you know, I put him in there. Shorties do love Big Sean. Rick Ross will have to lose a little bit of weight. Kanye is just the perfect balance, that swag and that bad boy stuff. Mayweather need to tone it down. Timberlake, swagged out white kid. Terrence J just a lame completely. All right. Okay, okay. Well, at least we got the jump on, jump off segment from Cashelle Renee. So if everybody out there is listening, I'm hoping you got a kind of an idea of what she likes, even though she's taken, but at least you know what I'm saying? We're going to bring back on Onyx and Tyrone so they could talk to Cashelle.
Okay.
Guys, you there?
Yeah, what's up? What's happening?
Yeah, I'm
hi.
Cool. What questions y'all got for the lovely Cashelle, man? She was a lot of fun.
Tyrone, did you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I just wanted to know, you know, you said you were modeling, you have been modeling a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how, I know that you said you just graduated, so basically being that you just started modeling on the tail end of college, you know, I know senior year can be kind of rough. How was it balancing both modeling and going to school?
It was very, very, very hard, very stressful because I work hard at everything that I do, and so when I do something, I try to give it 100%. And so it was really hard trying to give both of them 100% of my time. Thankfully, I made it through, and I graduated with a very high GPA, and I cannot tell you how I did it because it was very, very hard. Definitely something that I am not really looking forward to while I'm going to school to get my doctorate, but we'll see what happens with that.
Okay, cool. Congratulations once again. You know, it's you know, a lot of aspiring entertainers, they don't take their education seriously. So I want to you know, kudos to you for that. So
thank you,
Onyx.
Yeah, I just wanted to also congratulate you as well, and I really didn't have any questions that you hadn't already answered, especially the one that Tyrone just asked you about the how to juggle everything. And but I just want to commend you and congratulate you, especially only doing this for a year. That's crazy. You have a great, huge fan base. They're tweeting all day for you, so I think that's amazing. And I think it's so cute and sweet. I was like, oh, when you were talking about how you hooked up with your boyfriend, I was like, oh, that's so cute. And
thank you.
And then I had another comment for you about the shoes, because that we were just talking about this like this weekend, like on Saturday, and we were like, what's the first thing y'all look at? We were like, shoes. That is a shoe thing. So she's not, it's not no, you know, she being sedity or anything. Everybody, every woman I know, we look at the shoes. So fellas, please keep it clean, keep it clean.
Yes, please.
I'm telling you right now, man, I'm bugging out when y'all say that, because if you grew up in a, like, I grew up in a household, like, with my cousins, these niggas used to take toothbrushes. Any scrape that we would get on our shoes, we would have a toothbrush, and we would be cleaning them with the soap and water. There was no way you could step out. I mean, and you on a dirty block. And if you go to the corner and you got on some dirty sneakers, it would be the worst for you that day. Niggas would clown you all day. So now that transfers to scuffs on your shoes, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So when y'all are saying, oh, I hate niggas with dirty shoes, I'm like, who wears dirty shoes? Like,
I mean,
there's brothers out there that just grab their shit and be like, ah, oh, this is cool.
I mean, that is the worst. Unless you're working or something like that, that's different. But, like, even, like, during school, fellas used to have to parody wear to the bus stop, and then they had to parody wear when they got to school. You know, you change your shoes because it was that serious. So I just wanted to comment with you on that and say, yes, ma'am, we do look at the shoes.
Okay. Yes, indeed.
I know every brother that hears, every brother that hears this interview, his shit's going to be sparkling tomorrow.
I remember boys used to wear their J's with plastic bags over them. We used to walk home.
If it was raining, you got bad. You went right up into the corner grocery store, grabbed two bags, and put them joints around your shit, and you damn near skied home, yo.
Absolutely. So, fellas, no excuse. There's plenty of products in the foot lockers and all of that to keep it nice and clean, no matter what the fabric or texture of the shoe is. Please, we need an endorsement, guys.
Yeah, you know, you got the nice little Perry Ellis. You got the nice Aldo's or something. Make sure you got the shine game going. Make sure you got that brush or that, if it's suede or whatever. Always keep them kits with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of upset right now that brothers is out here with dirty shoes, huh?
Well, hopefully, Cassell and Renee can, you know, lead it and let everybody know, look, you guys, this is not cool. Hopefully she can get an endorsement so that maybe they can see, I can get this type of woman if I keep my shoes clean. My goodness.
If Cassell Renee came with a poster that said no dirty shoes of the images that I seen, maybe shit would be sparkling from here to Alaska.
Let's hope so. Cassell, thank you so much for coming. I know.
So much
fun. Very
fun.
Thank you. You guys are so much fun as well. This is my very first interview, and it was so much fun. And I thank you all so much for having me tonight.
Oh, no problem. We'll make sure we give you a copy of that as well. Could you shout out all the places that they can reach you, like your Twitter, your website, if you have a Facebook?
Yes, definitely. So I'm on Twitter, and you can follow me there at Cassell_Renee. And my website, of course, which is www.officialcassellrenee.com. And I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/Cassell.Renee. And if you're on Instagram, follow me on there, too, at Cassell Renee. So there you go, all my information.
No doubt. And I want to just shout out my homie Classic and all the Fleet DJs. We know we're going to be at the Fleet DJ Conference coming up this summer. It's going to be off the chain. Make sure you go to the website, FleetDJs.com. Check that joint out. We're going to be out there having a good time. So shout out to the homeboy, man. He always comes through funny. And Cassell, I want to thank you again for your time. I know you got things to do, girl. Go out in the city of Atlanta. If you're just going to chill, hang out, you know what I mean? Do your thing, study. But make sure you keep up with us. Follow us on Twitter and everything. We'll support everything you got going on.
Absolutely.
Okay, I definitely will. And, yes, I am going to go out. My birthday is tomorrow, so I'm doing, like, the pre-birthday celebration thing. So.
Oh, shit. Watch out, ATL. Where you going in the ATL? Because ATL got enough spot. Matter of fact, if you don't got a specific place you going tomorrow, the homie Brian Michael Cox is doing something at the W called the Global 14 Cool. So Brian Michael Cox is starting that at the W. It's going to be real dope. I know they had one a few weeks ago or maybe last month. It's something new. They took pictures. It looked like everybody had a great time up in there. So you're a member of Global 14 now, so you just let them know I'm coming through and you're good.
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you so much for stopping by. We really appreciate it. And happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Oh,
thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. You guys have a good night.
You too.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Awesome interview with Cassell Renee. Shouts out to her. Happy birthday. She's going to do it big out in Atlanta. You know Atlanta's the spot anyway, so. Anything going on out there?
she couldn't have picked any better place than to do the pre-celebrating. Right. And I hope that everybody out there is going to have their shoes clean and tied and clean. And please, please have it together, you know. Real quick, actually, we're going to have Jane. Huh?
Well, I was just going to say, speaking of Atlanta spots, what were you guys' favorite, you know? Because I frequent the A, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with the A.
Hard. Yeah, I fucks with the A, man. I mean,
I do too, but I don't really have a particular, you know, not enough to where I know like where I want to party and stuff like that. So, but I have plenty of time for that to happen. I plan on doing that pretty heavy.
Well, I said I didn't say party. I just said your favorite spot. Period.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, eating spot.
Yeah, that too. Cause hey. Let me just throw mine out there. If you've never been to Gladys and Ron's, we go there every time we go down.
Yes, indeed.
Gladys and Ron's, chicken and waffles, man. We mess with that place heavy, and it's always packed out the door and down the street.
Like a freaking club down the street.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there pretty heavy this summer. I think that we're supposed to have a little outing, a little field trip, us three. I'm trying to get us together out there in ATL.
Okay, well, we in there.
We out there, Pete. I'm going to tell you right now, compound be jumping.
I heard about
Velvet
that.
Velvet Room, jumping. Magic City, jumping.
Been to Magic City.
Even Club Life. I went to Life one time. It was jumping. There's so much, man. My homegirl had a party at Geisha House off the chain. Everything is just popping out there. I guess it's just the ethnicities all in that one area, man. A lot of classy, dope stuff goes on in the A. The W, jumping. It's a lot of spots
been
out there, man, that stay jumping.
Right.
Nice. Well, before we get into the interview, you guys, we did have a quick topic at hand, and it was actually how to transition within the industry. And we naturally do it, especially ourselves, us all having the things that we do. We've actually transitioned into the opportunity on this show. And the guest that we have coming up next, Jay Knows Truth, he's pretty familiar with that and how to do that, and he actually wears a couple of hats, and I'll get into that interview with him. But what do you guys think are some key things that you need to know when you're transitioning within the same industry while still doing what you do solely?
Please go ahead and run that real quick.
Well, you know what? I'm going to ask our listeners the same question, and you can actually call in at 760-913-4119. I don't think we gave the number out yet. Again, global14.com via G14 Radio The Cut. They're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to ask the fellas how they think transitioning into the industry should work in order for it to be done the right and correct and proper way. And this is actually one of my favorite new joints. 2 Chainz featuring Drake, No Lie.
I am smoked on that gas. Life should be on Cinemax. Movie, bought my boo. Bigger than a bigger air. Who he's not, I smoke strong in that pie. Louis V's in my archive. Black diamonds apartheid. Bread up in my top down. On the block with a block out. Hit your ass with that block out. Dope enough to go in your nostrils. I take your girl and kidnap her. Feed her to my mattress. But skeleton in my closet. It's probably when he's dead and rapping. He's probably when he. Don't try me, I pull that. Five. Got your car note in my cup. Cool. And your rent in my swisher. So good, I miss you. Game so vicious. And all I get is cheese. Like I'm taking pictures.
Yeah. I say, unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real won't miss you. No lie. Yeah. Real, they true. You ain't never told no lie. That's a thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that is trying to see a million for they die. What up? 2 Chainz and champagne, you want true, that's true enough. Yeah. Forbes list like, yeah, yeah, my office is my tour bus. Yeah. She came through, she brought food, she got f***, she knew what's up. She think I'm the realest out, and I say, damn, that makes two of us. Damn. Oh, that look like, what's her name? Chances are it is, what's her name? Chances are if she was acting up, then I f***ed her once and never f***ed again. She could have a Grammy, I still treat her like a nominee. Just need to know what that push like, so one time, it's fine with me.
Yeah.
Young ass, an intern, for money like I built the shoe. Streets talking, that's confirmed, go ask them who just kept the shoe. Stay keeping my cup full, so I'm extra charged like a state tax. Me and Chainz go way back, we don't talk, we just say facts. Yes, Lord. I say, f*** you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real, real grown mission. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Name it. That won't summer, I'll rap his ass, I'll trap his ass, put his ass in a plastic bag with his trash ass. Take him out, bring him in, them whole things. Tupac without a nose ring, thug life, one wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend. I did what they say I wouldn't, went where they say I couldn't.
True.
YSL belt buckle, y'all show it looking, y'all show it lacking. 2 Chainz on my rugby, left hand on that steering wheel, right hand on that bike.
Yeah. I say, f*** you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real, real grown mission. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
I don't know about you guys, but every time I hear this song, I start laughing when 2 Chainz raps because it's so funny what he's saying. And it just kind of trips me out. Yeah, it trips me out. I mean, it's a dope song, but he definitely trips me out.
Bring him out his trash ass with his nose.
Killing.
Hey, but this
I'm
is this,
matter
of fact, I got a question for y'all, speaking of that. You know, somebody told me today that they actually felt like, you know, 2 Chainz, like I got a homegirl, she loves 2 Chainz, and she said today that he wasn't the greatest rapper, but he was funny to her. Now, when she said that, another one of my partners said, so rappers is now comedians, you know what I mean? And you know, he just, you know, where the topic of today is transitioning, you know, so do you think 2
right.
Chainz need to be doing stand-up somewhere, or? You know, he's need to be telling some jokes or starring in a comedy. He takes himself seriously.
No, I think 2 Chainz is naturally funny. I mean, but he means what he says, and he says what he means, so it's just hilarious to me. But it's real at
right.
the same time. Golden, what is he that he said? Because I can't say it right.
Golden. Oh, man. You see, you know, I'll rap his ass, I'll trap his ass. Wrap him up with his trash ass. you know what's funny about that whole thing, though? Me and my homeboys were talking about this last week, and, you know, we came to our own little conclusion. We honestly think that that's why 2 Chainz got a second chance
mm-hmm.
in the game. It,
mm-hmm.
is because he makes himself now more approachable and presentable. You know what I'm saying? His actual kind of comic style to what he's saying is actually broadening them to a wider audience. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like his style has become a different type of style. It's like, oh shit, this nigga's nice, but he's funny and
yeah.
you know, he's stylish and everything. It's like he's just incorporated everything you need to be a star now. And
yeah.
if his rap wasn't like that,
it would be Titty Boy.
Mhm.
Right.
Well, I'm saying you can't go anywhere without hearing somebody bumping at 2 Chainz, and even my little brothers, I mean, their little phone go off as 2 Chainz, and in the car as 2 Chainz. I mean, and you know they're college kids, so.
That actually opened him up for that transition. That's a crazy question you asked, because I think that's exactly why the reason he got a second chance in this game.
Oh, yeah, they love him. They love him. And it's
funny. I just realized how old I was.
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it to you, homie. Yeah. Tyrone was around when the kids, my little brothers, were like, in elementary school, I want to say, or maybe middle school, I think it was. And now they're like 20.
College.
Yeah, now they're about to be seniors in college. So, yeah, we're up there, but we're up there. But I think we got a couple of calls coming in. So I know, Tyrone, you wanted to do those. But real quick, Golden, again, I was going to ask you the transitioning within the industry, wearing the different hats. What do you think about that?
I just think, you know, if it's something that you know you want to do, you need to have that shit, like, written down and strategized, mapped out. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to, you know, try to wear different hats, you have to know the goal of each thing you're trying to accomplish. Therefore, it won't get cluttered. You know what I'm saying? I think your scheduling has to be tight. Your studying of the field that you're actually trying to go into has to be tight, and you have to write things down. Or, you know, if you have a great memory, you have to keep shit logged. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're doing 3 or 4 things, they can't coincide with each other, because then you'll become like a jack of all trades and a master of none. You know what I'm saying? You just be out there doing all types of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, you know, if you're going to master some shit and you're picking 2 things that you want to master, make sure they don't coincide with each other. And if they do, they better be mapped out the right way.
Yeah, definitely balance. And like you said, having that plan in place is going to be very, very important. Tyrone, anything on that real quick?
I mean, I feel the same way. I'm kind of, that's one of my pet peeves. And even a bigger pet peeve when I fall into that trap myself, you know, sometimes you end up depending on, you know, your team and who's supposed to be doing what. Sometimes you end up wearing a whole lot of hats that you don't mean to, but that's not good. And like I said, it just kind of feels like are you guys hearing me okay?
It's a slight echo. A slight echo, but we can hear you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, yeah, I feel the same way. It's just, you know, you working on so many things that you can't seem to, you know, get things all the way right. So we're on the same page.
And most definitely. Well, on that note, I believe that we do have Jay Knows Truth on the line. Is that correct?
What's good? What's good, Josh? How's everybody doing this evening?
Good. Thanks for joining us.
I'm good. No problem, man. It's a pleasure being here. It's an honor to be on the G14 radio.
Oh, we really appreciate it. It's an honor to have you on. You've done quite a bit, and I want to get right into it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, basically, I'm in entertainment production. I just got back from the Latin Billboard Awards in Miami. Before that, I did the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards, L.A. Before that, NBC NFL Honors, Super Bowl Weekend, Latin Grammys, Vegas. And every year, I'm honored to work with Steve Harvey with his Steve Harvey Hoodie Award. So, you know, entertainment production, I'm a brand endorser. I'm endorsing Love the Truth Clothing. LoveTheTruthClothing.com. Also Hooters. I'm endorsing Hooters as well. So, of course, everybody know about Hooters, Hooters.com. For more information. And I'm a radio host myself, and I just do what I do. You know what I mean? Trying to get these checks.
I see. Hustle by any means and getting it done the right way. Well, you have a very unique name, and I actually want to ask you if you could pronounce that for me, because I don't want to mess it up. Can you
pronounce
your name?
It's it's J No Truth, and it's a short story that it came about. A friend of mine used to always ask me, like, you know, or ask people, well, what's going on this weekend, or what's popping? And they'd be like, ask Jay, he know, ask Jay, he know. So that's where the J No came in. The truth part came in where, you know, he's just an honest brother, you know, real humble cat, you know, I at least try to be. And, you know, even if I'm brutally honest, I'm always, you know, I try to be honest with people. So J No Truth is the name. JNOTruth.com is the domain.
Alrighty. So I see that you're from North Carolina, actually. So born and raised. Are you currently residing there now?
Yeah, well, the Carolinas definitely is the home base. Born in Charleston, South Carolina. Moved to the New York region for a quick minute. And Charlotte's been home, you know, since then. But, you know, I travel a lot in and out of town, do a lot of different things. But the home team, the home base, Street Dreamers Entertainment, founded in 2001. We've been rocking out Charlotte, North Carolina area for 11 years straight, man. Doing what we do.
Nice, nice. Well, what I want to do is actually go back a little bit to the childhood, way before you were actually J Knows Truth. What were you, basically, how did you, what were you seeing yourself doing growing up as a child? Did you always have this kind of marketing or hands-on, what was popping out there?
Well, really, I just always felt as though, my mother and father always told me, never be scared of success, no matter what it is you're trying to do in life. So whatever you put your hands on, just try to be great at that one thing. Like they was just saying, being a jack of all trades but not mastering any of them is something that I try not to do. You know, we all had our spell where we was doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that, try to get experience and, you know, that type of thing. But for the most part, I always saw myself touching people, reaching out to people, and being a part of the community and doing whatever it took to stand out in the crowd of 100, to stand out in the crowd of 1,000, no matter what it took. You know, I was always, not always the class clown, but, you know, got a lot of attention in school, you know, little witty comments here and there, you know what I mean? But,
right.
You know how I go, man, just trying to find my place in this world, man. My ultimate goal in life is just to touch the heart of each individual I ever meet. So that's what I try to strive for.
Wow, that's an amazing goal. I haven't heard anybody say that before. So hats off to you for that. When and how did you actually start branching off into the marketing and the promotions?
Well, my mother was a teacher, and she was doing an event. She invited the radio station out there to the event. And at the time, the promotional director was setting up the tent and the promotional items and the giveaways and stuff like that. So I walked over there to him, asked him, you know, how does a young brother like myself, you know, do a job like that? Like, what do you do? You know what I'm saying? How did you get that job? And
wow.
He was like, you really want to find out? He was like, come out to the next event the next day. It was, you know, our radio stations do like live broadcasts, live remotes. It was one of those events the next day, and he told me to come out there. I came out there, impressed him. He threw me a radio station T-shirt. They hired my company to be the official street team for the station, and we've been rocking ever since.
Wow. So what was the name of your company at the time? Was it the label, or what was the company?
It's still All Day Street Dreamers for Life. You know, our motto is, of course, to turn dreams into reality. So that's Street Dreamers, and that's Dream with an AZ on the end. So you can follow us on Twitter, Street Dreamers on Twitter. We got a radio show on Dirty South Radio every Monday, dirtysouthradio.com. So Street Dreamers is still the family, still the label. It's a business, man. You know, getting them checks cut however we can.
I can dig it. Definitely can. And so I read that you're actually the SNES Promoter of the Year. What show or program is that exactly?
The SMES is the Southern Music and Entertainment Summit. It was held down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, back in 2010. And basically the way it's set up is different individuals from the Southern region, they all come together for a music summit. And they give away awards for Promoter of the Year, Artist of the Year, DJ of the Year, so on and so forth. So it's similar to like your BET Hip Hop Awards, but just on a Southern region level. And I was blessed and honored to win that award back in 2010. So.
Very nice. Congratulations to you for that, because there's a lot of people in the industry right now doing the promotions, doing the marketing, trying to break in any way they can. So for you to have stood out and won that award is definitely a big deal. So what was the process for you as far as breaking into the actual mainstream part of the music industry, such as getting the opportunity to work with all these notable artists? I hear that you work with Plies, Poetry, Akon, DJ Drama, Tank, Young Jeezy. The list is kind of endless. So kind of explain to us how you got that.
Well, basically, every situation I place myself in, I had a reason to do it. The individual I spoke of earlier, the program and the promotions director at CBS Radio at the time, I met him, and I worked for the radio for about 6 years. And I did CBS Radio from about 2002 to about 2007, 2008, and I soaked up what I needed to like a sponge, and I retired after those years, and I started working for another company called South Coast Marketing at the time, and they still do it. South Coast Marketing is all of the South region. We've toured with Robin Thicke, Young Buck, G-Unit. They handle all of the marketing process for Jive Records, Interscope, Def Jam, all your record labels. When you see posters inside of Best Buy, they're responsible for making sure those posters get out there. So I worked for that company for about a year, and then I started full-fledged going with harder with the Street Dreamers Entertainment because I was able to build my brand a little bit more. So from there, I just branched out. You know, Street Dreamers, SDE all day. And mainly, the main thing to remember is that everything happens for a reason. Me leaving the radio station on great terms, I'm still able to go back, do interviews, you know, bring other artists to do interviews. Mm-hmm. I do a showcase called One Mic Mondays. You can go to onemicmondays.com. It's probably one of the hottest showcases, Charlotte Premier Showcase in the city of North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina. So I just it's all about networking, you know, shaking hands, kissing babies, whatever you got to do.
That sounds like the campaign, absolutely. Well, I actually was going to ask you about the One Mic, the event that you host out there in North Carolina. But speaking of the industry and all of that, the Steve Harvey, how did you get hooked up with that?
Well, I was my mother and father, they own a group home, and they're business owners as well. And I was taking some of the clients to the NBA Charlotte Bobcats basketball game. And the clients had never saw the radio station where I worked at. So they was begging me, like, yo, Jay, take us to the station. So I was like, all right, cool. Took him to the radio station. I called the DJ on shift that day, and he's a great friend of mine. And I was like, you know, can I bring the clients from the group home up there to check you out? And they just want to talk on the radio, do shout-outs or whatever. He's like, cool. Take him to the station and showed them that, and we're about to leave, and they have this shelf at the station with a whole bunch of flyers and posters about upcoming events. And I grabbed one, and it said Las Vegas on it, and it had Maxwell's picture. And I'm like, wow, somebody's doing a Las Vegas-style party in Charlotte with Maxwell. I'm like, that's pretty dope. But I kept reading, in the bottom of the flyer, it had the Las Vegas Boulevard address. So I'm like, wow, why is this flyer from Las Vegas here in Charlotte? And as soon as I'm reading the flyer, I see my friend's name at the bottom, who's the promoter, and I look at my phone, and he's calling my phone while I'm reading the flyer. Like, literally, no joke. No BS.
Wow.
The grace of God, the man upstairs placed it together. He called my phone, and I'm like, yo, you must be at the station looking, like, right at me right now, because I'm actually looking at your flyer as we speak.
Right.
And he's like, nah, man, I heard you brought the clients up there from the group home, and they said your name on the radio, so I figured you still up there, so I wanted to call you to invite you to work the event out here in Vegas. And I'm like, dude, you know, I got a family, you know what I'm saying? I can't just up and go to Vegas in like 2 weeks. Like, what you talking about? He's like, dude, I'm going to pay for your trip, and I'm going to pay you to come out here. I said, well, let me tell you what. Let me call you right back and confirm it, you know what I'm saying, everything, and I'm going to let you know. So needless to say, I went out there, and my old boss that I was working for at CBS Radio, she was out there, and a friend of mine was working at the time. She was the publicist and on the promotions team for Steve Harvey. So I impressed them with my work, and I've been doing that ever since 2009.
That's really dope. I mean, Steve Harvey, definitely, you know, big name in the industry, opens the doors for a lot of people, lots of opportunities. So really, it's kind of like once you get that network, it's, I mean, you're pretty much doing exactly what, you know, we try to encourage everyone to do is transition, keep the networks, never burn your bridges, just basically doing what you need to do to get to that next plateau. And so you actually did some work during the Super Bowl weekend, I want to say, this year in Indianapolis. What was that? Describe that to us.
Well, being out there in Vegas working the hoodies, I met a very important individual, and this individual will kill me if I said their name, so I'm not. But long story short, this individual, well-connected in the community, in the industry. So impressing that person, I have now been able to travel to do, I went and did the Super Bowl weekend. It was the first annual NBC NFL Honors Award Show. So I went out there, and I think it was that Friday. Yeah, I went out there that Friday. The event was Saturday, and Super Bowl was Sunday. So got a chance to go out there, and it was an honor because it was a Dick Clark production. God rest your soul. That event is very monumental to me working that, because I haven't worked any other events other than that under his entertainment production company. So, you know, to work for people like that, you know, the Steve Harveys and the Dick Clarks, it's always an honor and a pleasure because, you know, there's millions of people dying to be in the position that I'm in. So I just try to make sure I stay humble and, you know what I mean, stay grounded. So when the next opportunity comes, I'm not just running around here. I'm taking advantage of it because I'm doing what I got to do, but I'm not taking advantage of the situation. You know what I mean? Trying to make the best out of it. So.
Right, most definitely. Well, I mean, like you said, that is a huge thing and a big deal, and it must be just an awesome feeling to know that just your simple work ethic, something that you just do, has been noticed by so many, especially at that level in the entertainment industry. How do you actually balance the workload that comes in? I mean, do people just call you? It seems like it's just network after network after network linking up. So how do you balance the workload and the projects coming in that you have?
Well, it's when you're doing something you love, it ain't work. You feel me? It's not really work. It's more so of you wake up and you brush your teeth naturally. You know what I'm saying? When you are the type of person that loves to network, that loves to be in the mix of people, and you're a people person, I balance it because, first and foremost, I got a strong team behind me. You know what I'm saying? My management team, Street Dreamers Entertainment. Like I said, follow us on Twitter. You need promotions, marketing. You know, you need somebody to book your events and shows. Like, that's what we do. So my team around me, Street Dreamers for one, my publicist, Fortitude PR. I got several different assistants. They handle different things. Big shout to Megan. Big shout to Joanne. Shout out to Krishane, my brother Key, Royalty, my artist, everybody around me, man. Like, they make sure I'm good. If I can't handle something, there's somebody in a position that can do it if I'm unavailable. If I can't make a meeting, there's somebody I can send that's available. Their words is gonna be as good as mine. So balancing it between family and work is more so of, you know, you stay prayed up for one. You know, try to live right and eat healthy, and you know, do sacrifices. You know, make small sacrifices to make big differences. That's what I try to do.
Well, that's some great advice right there. Definitely can identify with that, especially talking about being prayed up and whatnot. What advice do you have for those that are doing the marketing, the promotion on the smaller scale, the club events, or wanting to do something on a broader scale such as yourself, even if they do have their own, you know, also CEO and, you know, maybe an artist. There's a lot of people that do a lot of different things, and I want to say because of technology these days, everything is in our hands. But what advice do you have to give to somebody, you know, a Jay Know, another Jay Know's truth, if you will?
Well, first and foremost, you can't ever think
never be
whatever
Jay
you do. Well, nah, I ain't going to say that because there's always a young cat that's out here that's grinding, that's grinding all day, all night to try to get to the next level. But the main thing is to remember that nothing you do is small. Every idea you have can be a big idea. You know, people like Steve Jobs is a prime example of that. You know what I'm saying? I watch commercials, and I seen this new commercial on TV where they showing the people's faces of who actually created certain apps for certain phones. Did you see that? It was like, I created Instagram. I created, you know, Facebook or whatever. They're actually showing the faces of these people. Without that commercial, you would have never known. But the idea of that person, you know it, and everybody in the world knows it. You know, so their main advice is to take your idea and to brand it and to just, you got to capture the market. You know what I'm saying? You come to Charlotte, my name will be mentioned in the top five as far as who does what. And no matter what you're trying to get into, entertainment industry, whatever, they definitely going to mention my name. And the reason it's like that is because the people around me, they have the same identity. They have the same passion. You know, so build a team that believe in your dream just as much as you. Being the strongest person on your team is not going to really help the team grow. It's going to help you grow, but individuals around you, that's going to, you know, benefit in the end as well. Everybody can grow together. So the main thing is no idea is small. No idea is small. Every idea can become major. It's all about how you put it down on paper, like you were saying earlier, and just make it happen. Make your dream into a reality. That's what Street Dreamers is all about.
Well, I definitely can respect that, and I want to commend you for that as well, for stressing teamwork, and, you know, just basically saying, you know, go ahead and, you know, dream big, do it the right way. And another thing is about the whole promotion and marketing thing. It's a lot of scams and stuff out there, so this is a big deal that you're able to, again, get these opportunities and get the trust of the people, because the consumers have been burned a lot by people in the marketing and promotions and, you know, having to trust somebody to do things for them when they've paid the money and then they don't really deliver on the product. So, again, everybody that's listening, this is actually somebody that you can go to who's actually going to deliver the service that you've, you know, requested. And just, you know, shout out to you. We did have two people calling and holding on. We're not able to bring them on. They haven't asked. I don't know if they have a question or comment, but they're just listening in. So I want to bring the co-host back on and ask them, see if they have any questions. Tyrone?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
What's good, brother? How you?
All right, how you doing?
Man, I'm wonderful, man.
All right, bro, I just had a question about, like, some of, you said you mentioned having a strong team. Can you think of any time where you had to go through replacing people on your team, or have you always had a strong team from jump? I don't think a lot of people understand, you know, what it is to have a strong team, and, you know, a lot of people don't make it because of the people that are surround, you know, that they are around. So
most definitely. I can't say that I've never had to replace people. Like, any CEO, there's hiring and firing involved. There's some people that have hidden agendas. There's some people that may not have your best interest at hand. So you got to pay attention to all the signs. You can't just be getting caught up in the glory, the glorification of your success, that you don't pay attention to the real reason that you're doing what you're doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? I do what I do not only to pay my bills, but I do what I do to help the community get stronger, to bring more black earned dollars into the community. So having people around me that may have hidden agendas, they got to go. You know what I'm saying? One of my artists, Royalty, he said it well. He said, keep the negativity and fakeness from around me. Like, traveling and good money is what we all about. You know what I'm saying? The world was created for us to enjoy. So in order for me to do that, I got to place individuals around me. And sometimes you got to put people out there and test the waters with them. And if they hang themselves with that rope, then that's their failure. It's not yours. So having a clean mind state, a clean heart, and when your heart is in the right place, when people do you wrong, it's not reason to get upset. It's just a business opportunity that just didn't go well. So replacing people has happened, but I've always had a strong core. And my strong core is always my family roots, the church. You know, those things keep me grounded. So even when somebody has to be let go and say, hey, we parting ways from dealing with this person, it ain't no bad blood, because if I see you at the club, I'm still buying you a drink. It's all G.
Right. All right. Fleece, you got anything, bro?
Oh, yeah,
Yeah, yeah, definitely, man. First and foremost, I want to say congratulations to the Bubba, you know what I'm saying, on all of his accomplishments, you know what I'm saying? Definitely feeling him on his whole community vibe, you know. But basically, you know, my man talking about checks, you know, I like to talk about that too, you know what I'm saying? So I want to know, when I come out to Charlotte, you know, what can we do with the Street Dreamers Camp? Do something big out there and see if we could collect some money and help the community, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of family in North Carolina, man, stemming all the way from Rocky Mount to Raleigh, you know what I'm saying? So I'm always out there, so I'm interested to come out there and see what you got going on, definitely.
Man, that sounds like a plan to me. I love doing anything to motivate and to create a vision to place it in somebody else's head. Like when Pac said something on Resurrection that, you know, that helped me get through my days, he was like, you know, I may not change the world, but I can spark the brain of the individual who just might. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
Like I said, one of my main mottos in life is to touch the hearts of every person that I meet. And it ain't nothing more to it, you know what I'm saying? And doing what you do and collecting checks for doing what you do is an honor, you know, but like you were saying, you know, reaching out into the community and doing things that can help the next person, the young cat who's 13 that's sitting on the corner trying to figure out if he's going to get through middle school because of the peer pressure around him. Like, that's the type of stuff that I want to be on and live out this life and this dream that we all talk about. Like a prime example, there was one day we was doing a movie premiere at the radio station, and I pull up, and I'm driving the promotional truck, and I see these young cats, and I can tell they about to get into something. And you get that vibe, like, okay, these young cats, they up to no good. So I go over there, and at the time, we were short-staffed, so I like, yo, you know, what y'all doing out here? Well, we just kind of hanging out, you know, my parents, whatever, they didn't come and pick me up, so we just kind of up here upset. I gave all three of them young fellas T-shirts to the station, and I put them little brothers to work. And I still keep in contact with their parents to this day. That was like 5 years ago. You know what I'm saying? They in high school. They about to graduate. Putting them in a position with making them feel important, that can change somebody's life. That's our role, is to put somebody in a position to make them feel important, to make them feel special in order for this world to keep revolving, man. That's how it is. So I'm definitely down with you.
I like that, man. I like that a lot, man. We definitely going to come together, you know what I'm saying? The interview may be coming to a close, but definitely the relationship not, man. I'm going to come check you out and keep doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? It was a pleasure having you on and hear all the accomplishment, man. You got some big names under the resume, Dick Clark, Steve Harvey. Keep on doing your thing, my dude. We're going to catch up.
Man, I appreciate it. Man, once again, it's an honor, man. If y'all could check me out this Monday and every Monday, DirtySouthRadioOnline.com. Once again, DirtySouthRadioOnline.com every Monday, 11 a.m. Let's get this money, man.
Most definitely.
Before you go, bro,
I was just going to say, before you leave, we do have a caller. Is it Blu-ray, Tyrone?
Yes, it is.
Blu-ray,
you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Peace and
blessings to you all. I'm calling in from the tri-state area, Jersey City, and New York. And I just want to say, you know, I'm really excited to that, you know, Mr. you know, Jay Know the Truth is really being honored and love what he's doing. And I think the beauty for me is to watch him really help other people in their dreams. And I guess I have one question, if we have some time for Jay. Is that cool?
Sure.
Yeah, that's cool. Let's do it.
Okay, Jay, I got the opportunity to meet you in your travels in L.A., and you were talking about how you recruit different artists. And something that you said to me really stuck. You said, listen, if you say this is what you're involved in, if you're an artist, then you've got to show the proof. So since that conversation, I've, you know, gone to develop three or four different artists. But how do you select your artists? Or how can an artist become a part of what you're doing, even if that is in community partnerships, and or, you know, how do you promote different artists, and what is your base for that? I guess that's my question.
Well, the first thing I want to see from an artist, you know, independently, is that your grind is just as just as 100% as mine, because everybody around me has to have that 100% grind. Like, my mentality is when I get up in the morning, if it's 6, if it's 7, before I go clock in and do what I got to do, then I'm grinding, putting something together, I'm organizing my thoughts, you know what I mean, I'm doing what I got to do. So the grind got to match mine. For any artists that want to be involved, man, please feel free to hit us up, man. SDEbooking@gmail.com. That's S as in street, D as in dreamers, E as in entertainment, booking@gmail.com. Or you can submit your music to SDEmusic@gmail.com. Funny you ask that, because with the One Mic Mondays event that I just did in April, the young lady who won that showcase, I am taking her to Las Vegas. All expense paid trip to the Steve Harvey Hoodie Awards. It's the 10th annual Hoodie Awards going down at the Mandalay Bay and the MGM Grand. So I'm putting artists in position to see what I see, because, like, sometimes what happens is when I go out and I'm with my team and we out doing things, like, they see the pictures, they see the videos, but seeing it in person motivates you, inspires you in a different way. Like, it really touches your soul when you can sit there and actually shake the hand of Steve Harvey and meet you know, Halle Berry or whatever the case may be. Me seeing Deborah Lee from BET, meeting her and L.A. Reid and Michelle Obama, it's like I will never forget that. So I want to make sure that when an artist is ready, their grind matches mine, you know, all of this stuff is ready to go, because these labels don't do artist development anymore. But fortunately for those artists coming up, Street Dreamers Entertainment does do that. So submit your information, SDEmusic@gmail, or just hit us on the Twitter with a link or something, and we'll see where we can go, man. But it was a pleasure meeting you out there in L.A., though. We sat down at the bar, had a couple of drinks, and got to chill for a minute. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know, I got about 3 or 4 tracks, and you just really sparked something in my spirit. And so I just want to thank you, and God bless you on all of your endeavors, you know, how you support the all of the companies, the Love label, and all that other stuff, man. It's just a beautiful thing to see brothers and black brothers doing these things in these communities. So I appreciate it, man.
No problem at all. It's an honor. Always a pleasure.
All right.
Yeah, thank you so much, Blue Ray, for calling in. That was really dope. And again, Jano, just the fact that, you know, like she said, that you've touched her spirit, and that's, you said that was your main goal, you know, to touch everybody. And again, all of us, I believe, you know, just to hear you say that you've been amongst these certain people, and even though they're just people, they're very well known, notable. It's just a big deal. It is a big thing. A lot of the things I wanted to ask you, you already went into. So I'm pretty much, you know, I'm speechless, and I think that you're very humble, and I just want to commend you on everything that you have coming up, and we definitely want to stay in the loop of Street Dreamers Entertainment and what you guys have going on. And I'm going to check out that Mic Mondays out there. One Mic Mondays, is it? I'm going to check that out, because
it's
not too far. Not too far from that area. Definitely going to drive up there and see what's going on. So very, very dope.
Whenever y'all come to the city. Most definitely. Whenever y'all come to the city and I'm here, it's all love. I got several different locations, lounges, clubs. We can hang out, do the whoop-de-whoop party, but, you know, take care of business as well. I mean, I'm game for it all, because, I mean, the people around you, the community, the support is appreciated. You know what I'm saying? Here it is, you know, 11 years into the game, still being a young brother, like, I done been to 2 Latin events and don't speak no Spanish. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Getting a chance to go to the Latin Billboard, the Latin Grammys. All I know is hola and mi amiga. And so I don't know no Spanish, but to be placed in those positions, you know, it's
absolutely
an honor. So I appreciate y'all, you know, taking the time out to have me on here.
About that, man. I was going to speak on that, because I'm going to need a ticket to that. Jay, I've seen the pictures, brother.
Oh my goodness!
Was walking around in that Latin Award show out there, man. I've seen it, and I definitely need to have a seat in there one of these days, man.
No doubt. We gonna work on all that, man. We gonna work on all that, man. I appreciate y'all. It's an honor, man. It really is. You know, like I said, my team is is very official, and I'm sure everybody else is as well. So now it's time to just conquer this world, man. Just get these money, man.
Hey, speaking our language, I'm all about it. Again, thank you so much for coming through. We appreciate you, your humbleness, your personality, everything about you. Again, your spirit, just very honest. Just, you know, you don't come across it very much today in this industry. And like you said, artists, nobody does the artist development these days. Definitely hit him up. Gino, I want to give you the opportunity to go ahead and throw your networks out real quick, all of them, please, where the artists can find you and reach you.
Cool. Well, once again, it's JNoTruth is the name. JNoTruth.com is the domain, and that's the letter J, the word know, like you know something, and the word truth. So JKNOWTRUTH, that's JNoTruth.com. JNoTruth on Instagram, JNoTruth on Twitter, Facebook. I'm still even on MySpace with the JNoTruth. So all my JNoTruth is it's all the same. It ain't hard to find me. That's my email, JNoTruth@gmail. But, you know, follow my team as well. Street Dreamers, that's the word, Dreamers, Dream with the A-Z on the end, so Dream, A-Z, Street Dreamers team is definitely, you know, me in full effect, OneMicMondays.com for the showcase, that Charlotte's premier showcase. We've had several different artists, national and locally, come out to support that, and, you know, we giving away everything from $1,000 cash to trips to Vegas. You know, everybody who comes to the event, I play them on my mix show with my homie DJ Polo. DJ Polo is also on 102 Jams in Greensboro, North Carolina. So follow him, Incredible Polo. And DJ Polo, like, he do it all, too. That's a whole nother show for y'all to put him on. He do mix shows. He done broke records, you know what I'm saying? He got plaques on the wall from Jay-Z from helping him sell 6 million records.
Wow.
So follow him on Twitter. His Twitter is Incredible Polo, just like it's spelled, Incredible Polo. Follow him as well. That's my homie, man. So we're just out here moving and shaking, doing what we got to do, man. The next event, God willing, I'll be announcing that real soon. It's going to be another award show, and hopefully I can get tickets for everybody this time. Maybe so.
Absolutely, but we want to be on the list. I definitely want to be in the circle and amongst that hunger and that grind that you all have over there. Going on, guys, anything before we let Gino go?
We definitely going to catch up with Gino, man. But like I said, that Latin Grammys, I need to be a part of that, man. I done seen these beautiful women walking around that piece, man. I was like, damn, is that how I go then? It's okay. I don't even know. I got the app on my iPhone. I got the app.
There you go. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Again, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you. And have a great evening. Talk on anything for you ride out.
I'll be in touch real soon, bro. Real soon. Matter of fact, I'm at you on the Twitter right now and at Brightwood ENT, and I'll be in touch.
Man, sounds good, brother. Just keep in touch, man. I do answer my DMs, my tweets, my texts, my emails, everything, because a businessman ain't no businessman if he ain't handling the business properly. So let's get it.
All right.
Well, we appreciate you once again. Thank you for stopping through, and have a good evening. We definitely going to get at you off the air.
All right, cool. Y'all take it easy.
You too. Hey, that's why I hustle, right? He definitely be moving and shaking and doing a lot. I like the fact that it's official and it's not just hearsay. It's, again, rare these days to come across somebody who's actually doing something within the industry and doing what they say they do and can actually deliver the product as it's displayed. You know, a lot of people want to put things on their resume and they're not what that is. So shout out to AJ Knows Truth for being the truth. If I can say that.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick. So we got a lot of news that we can touch on real quick before we actually depart for the evening. I want to talk about Lil Boosie. I know you got that on your list, Golden, but I'm going to pass the mic.
Yeah, we could talk about I think you called him Loose Boosie. Didn't you say Loose Boosie?
I did not say that. I said Little Boosie.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Oh my boy.
Killed that man name.
Oh,
but now,
my boy.
You know, let's talk about Lil Boosie, man. Lil Boosie, hot topic of discussion around the hip hop community, you know what I'm saying? He beat the charge. He beat the murder charge. So, you know, if Lil Boosie ever touches a microphone again, you're gonna know that's gonna be the main topic of discussion for him on how he beat that murder, you know what I'm saying? So, I think it just adds to the Lil Boosie, what's the word I'm looking for? The Lil Boosie,
Mr. Porter?
No, you know when it's the word when, you know, to the aura of his whole demeanor, his whole rap style. If you've ever listened to Lil Boosie back in the beginning, he's always been about some gangster shit. You feel what I'm saying? Guys like, when they go through something like this and come out of it, they just become mega stars. You know, like Snoop Dogg, like Gucci, and like people that actually survive something pretty crazy. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
then are able to touch the mic again and speak to an audience. It actually makes them larger than life after knowing how concrete, you know, people thought this evidence was against Boosie and the nature of what Boosie was doing and the reason he got these charges. If he beats this to touch the microphone again, Boosie is going to definitely be one of the biggest artists out there.
I'm going to agree with you. I definitely think that once he gets his hands on a microphone in the studio, that it's really not going to be anything stopping him. As far as the outcome of the case, I think that we've all been saying the same thing this whole time, God willing, not knowing what the specifics were in the case, just, you know, been prayers up for all who have been affected by it and, you know, actually had to go through it. I'm happy for him. You know, I'm happy that he has another opportunity, another chance at life when he, you know, serves his bid that he's currently going through now. I think that he's going to be appreciative. I think he's going to be a great role model if he wants to be, assuming that he does. I think he's going to be a great role model because he's actually lived that life, went through that life, went through that whole, you know, this whole thing, this court process. I mean, it's very serious. It was almost life, and, I mean, it was a big deal. So I think that he's going to be a great role model for those who don't see a way out or may think that people are just telling them do the right thing just to do it, you know, maybe not knowing their life or their background or just, you know, whatever excuses or whatever trials and tribulations the younger generation is facing. I think that he'll be able to say, hey, you know, I know it's like this and I know this is this, but I did it and now, you know, I made it through this. You know what I mean? I just feel like he'll be able to help the younger generation more so, especially just the fact that, I mean, he's went through a lot and he's from a rough area. And I hope that, you know, him beating this and being able to, I know that he has faith in God. I've seen him several times say some things and some quotes about God and prayers. And I just hope that he can use this and give some positive light and energy towards the kids that are, you know, maybe going through a tough time or maybe headed down that same path to where they could maybe end up in a courtroom or behind, you know, the prison bars. So, go Boosie. That's all I have to say.
I gotta get my man Tyrone's input on this.
I mean, I really just, I'm just interested in seeing what's going to happen, you know, because the industry changes a whole lot. And you see how the times have changed from the time that Mystical was locked up. You know, he was only in, I believe, 6 years. But look at how much has happened. And it's kind of like even diehard Bootsy fans, I just get a feeling that, you know, they're going to be completely – it's going to be so many new things that happen, you know, between now and the time that Boosie gets out, unless he actually does, you know, I believe he got 8 years. He may have to do 4. You know, if he does get, you know, good behavior, he may be out, you know, sooner than that. But, you know, only time will tell. But my thing is, you know, once he gets out, you know, maybe, you know, New York might be popping again. Like, what's going to happen as far as the music? And it's kind of like, is this bad timing for his career, or will he still be able to get out and keep busting like that? So what y'all think?
I think he's going to do fine. I honestly feel that way. Is he going to be the, you know, number one on Billboard? I don't know about that, but I think he's going to do fine. And then also, he didn't just make violent music. He made a lot of club tracks for us ladies. And that's another thing. A lot of people didn't realize all the other type of music he did about his family and just things like that. He did, it wasn't all just guns and drugs and stuff like that. So he did a lot of club hits for the ladies, and those still play. The songs he did 5-6 years ago still play in the club now. So I don't think that he's going to have too much of an issue getting back on the forefront with his music because of what he's done in the past. And then also with Golden pointing out this huge case, it being such a big deal across the country. I mean, people that didn't know who Little Boosie was knew who he was now because of this case. But I think that, you know, it's going to be a big deal. I think he's going to be on XXL. I think he's going to be everywhere. And I also want to chime in and agree with you that I'm not sure if he's going to do the full 8. I think he's already served 2. And he may do have time. That may be like 4 years. Hasn't he done like 2 so far?
Yeah. I believe so. Some close, at least, you know, he's approaching that.
He got like 2 in.
Yeah, he's about 2 in, so I don't see him doing them more than 2 to 3. Again, not being, you know, there and on the judge or whatever you call it, the parole board or anything. But I think he's going to make parole in about 2 more years. So they don't have much time to wait for him. And, again, those fans, they're going to be there. You know, there's certain people you're just going to be fans of. If you're a fan, you're a fan, and he's definitely one of those people. He went through, you know, especially around the time with the Hurricane Katrina, he did a lot with that. I mean, he's one of those artists that is, I think he's going to be okay. Like, I don't know if he's going to be, again, Billboard top charter, but I think he's going to be fine and be out there and do a couple interviews, 106, whatever's out there. I think I'm going to see a lot of him when he gets out.
Do you agree that, I mean, or do you think that, you know, within the next couple of years that the industry is going to be not even, you know, like not even on a superstar end, but just in general, do you think the music is going to be the same? Like you say, he still has a lot of club hits. How do you feel that the club scene is going to be in the next couple of years? Because a lot of, I mean, well, it's kind of like, you know, you never can tell with
yeah, you really can.
Suburban entertainment. But, you know, you never know, like, you know, next two years from now, it could be on a whole different thing. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll
see. Nah, I see what you're saying.
I do, too.
You know, Tyrone, I definitely agree with that. Mm-hmm. You never know what it's going to be. But at the same time, I think, you know, there's always people around that's going to go to a show of something that there's a fan. That they're a fan of. So if Boosie comes out, even if things are completely changed, he could tour the whole South and probably sell out fucking everywhere he goes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
There will be those people that are like, yo, he's out, it's on again, and create a groundswell around that brother. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just hope that brother understands the blessing and the chance that he is being given. Not a lot of people get this chance at all. I mean, it seemed to be like there was some heavy evidence against him. And, you know, hopefully, you know, he looks at this and is like, you know, wow, this shit could have went a whole nother way for me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, sometimes a brother like that, I think, has a, you know, obligation to the youth when they come through something like that. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully a lot of these kids in Baton Rouge, you know, will be helped by Boosie when he gets out, because, you know, the way it seems now, allegedly, you know, the kids, Boosie was using them as hitmen. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, go take this nigga out for me type shit. You know what I'm saying? You a juvie. You're going to be good. So now it's like,
well,
you know,
see, one thing about that, and the reason I was, you know, I'm asking about, you know, as far as the fans and how they feel, you know, I saw a lot of posts on Facebook that were I guess, you know, from diehard fans to where they were really, really going hard the same way we did when Tupac was around. You know what I mean? And it's crazy. Like, I actually posted a story about, you know, some of the facts that were given out about the case. And, you know, one girl who was a white girl, by the way, she actually commented on the status that had nothing to do with what I was saying. All it said was free Boosie. You know, when I asked her,
right.
So does it matter whether or not he's guilty? And she said basically she likes his music, you know, and that's kind of like that was enough, you know, whether he did it or not, it was free Boosie. And I think a lot of people, you know, especially with the free such and such and free such and such and free such and such, it's kind of mm-hmm. like they don't care whether or not the person is guilty or not. You know, they
yeah,
get away in the slammer for the rest of his life, and it's like,
mm-hmm.
they would have just said free Boosie.
Right. You know, and I just mm-hmm. was looking for some type of reasoning, you know, something other than I like his
free
music. I mean, you know, something.
Yeah.
But she didn't.
Yeah, yeah, you won't get
she
it.
Didn't have
you
that
won't
for
get
you.
It.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, and
she won't have that for you.
You know, the more it gets more and more disappointing to me when I talk to other people other than, you know, like you guys and the certain circle of few people that I have, because they don't get it, you know. And it's so, I forget that they don't get it. You know, just like you said, Tyrone, you posted it and you were still looking for that, you know, valid answer or valid point or valid reasoning, rather, and you didn't even get it. And it's just disappointing. I mean, I don't know what to. Sometimes I think
it's going
to
be. That happens. That happens.
It's way too often. And more than it should. Yeah, it really
is. Happens a lot because I don't think people study or read anything. It's
no,
just like, even the like the election, like presidential elections, like you'll be surprised at the shit people say and they believe it. You know what I'm saying?
Do.
And they don't even know what they're talking about.
They do. They absolutely do. And they do not get it. And people have selective hearing. They hear what they want to hear and not, you know, the full, what they, you know, what's being given to them. You know, the information that they can receive, they don't want to receive it. They're just, again, hearing what they want to hear, picking and choosing, and then just making a decision off of that. So, or basing whatever they say off of that. They just don't think things through as a whole. And that's such an issue. So, again, I just hope that he, you know, can be that role model and say, well, wait a minute, you know, let's not get too excited. You know, this is what it, you know, I could have been this, I could have been there. I want to hear a song that says I made it and I'm not going back. You know what I mean?
Well, put it like, they're going to need that because if he doesn't do that.
Yeah, they're going to need it.
Yeah, he has a platform that's going to be unbelievable when he steps
mm-hmm.
out of there. Not to mention where he comes from.
Where?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana is a crazy little place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all ever saw the DVD.
I've been there.
Hustling and, what was it? Hustling and something in Baton Rouge, and they were going to all the hoods in the city. Actually, I think one of the dudes that they said Boosie had hit was actually on that DVD. And, you know, this was an area. I remember this one dude that was on there. His name was Rambo. And he and his clique, I mean, their minds was gone. You feel what I'm saying? Like, everybody on that DVD, if you ride around listening to Little Boosie drugged up like they were, you kill him. You shooting,
you know?
You killing, you robbing, that's just what you was doing. So when he gets out, that area, he's like Tupac, like Tyrone said, in that area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He has a platform out of this world in that place when he gets out.
Mm-hmm.
And
he
it's
does.
All about what he does with it, you know. He may feel like, listen, man, I done went through some shit and got out of it. I ain't fucking here to save the world. Let me go back and make this money for my kids. I got about 6, 7 of them, and I need to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'm concerned about. You know? He may pull one of those.
Well, I think if he doesn't at least, you know, let the people know something, you know, especially in a positive light, he's going to kind of reinforce, you know, it's not going to be good for them because they kind of feel like, you know, he nothing happened to him. You know what I mean? So it's not like whether he did it or not, there were no consequences. He got out. He's fine. I think he should say something at least, you know, to let them know that, you know, shit's real out here.
I just want to hear.
100%.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I think especially all of us and our characters, just, you know, the fact that, you know, even if he says, you know, watch the crowd you hang with or whatever statement he, you know, whatever he does with it, I just want to hear it because they need to know that this was serious. This is not just, you know, I don't think people are, it's so much going on in news these days. So many people going to jail, so many people dying. I think people are forgetting, you know, how serious this is.
They're desensitized.
They're not getting
ill shit about the whole Boosie thing is he's a rapper, well-known nationwide rapper. There's niggas that go to jail for all types of crazy shit. There's niggas that get out and they come out and they be like, can't keep a real nigga down. Fuck them crackers, you know what I'm saying? You can't keep a real nigga down. I'm back out on these streets, you know what I'm saying? It's back to business as usual, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not surprised that that happens. But with Boosie being a rapper, it's kind of like, okay, are you going to do the – because even Gucci Mane. I mean, Gucci Mane has been in jail a lot of times.
Right.
And every time Gucci Mane comes out, he does something else to go back, whether it's throwing a bitch out of moving whip, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's crazy shit. You know, he goes back.
But
he comes out, first day out, some nigga gets killed in the studio, you know what I'm saying? And I'm saying that it's his fault. You know what I'm saying? But you would think that all that shit that happened around Gucci Mane, Gucci Mane would be like, all right, listen, y'all. This shit here?
Ain't the way to go.
We got to. But Gucci don't do that. Gucci's like, nigga, fuck this shit. Wear them pills, wear them hoes. Let's get back to this money.
Right. And then what's so sad is you have those kind, and then you have the kind that get out. And, I mean, You're on a tight leash when you get out, especially depending on what state you get, you know, the conviction in. You can't even get a speeding ticket. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of those times, like even with T.I., some of those things, I want to say that it wasn't even to that extremity. It was just the fact that you can't do anything. You're not even allowed to drink liquor or have any. You can't do anything. So if you're seen in the bar, that's a violation. If you're seen doing, that's a violation. Everything is a violation. So you have to literally walk a straight line in order to not, you know, affect your parole obligation. If you miss parole, if you miss probation, whatever the thing is they have you on all these programs and release programs. You miss that, you going back. So sometimes it's not even the fact that they went back because they did something wrong, but just because of the fact that they didn't fly completely straight, they didn't hang with the right crowds. They're not in the right circle of people, so he has to really watch every little thing around him now. Like, when he gets out, he cannot, you know, again, nothing. Just, he can't do anything.
Speaking of going back, Mystical's going back for 81 days. Matter of fact, I believe he started his first day, it was within the last 2 or 3 days he just went back, so I think he was he had a violation as well, so.
Then mess around and have a, you know, slight dilemma while you're in there, and that's another 80-something added on, you know what I mean? So the bottom line, I think we always say this, is the fact that try to just fly straight as possible anyway. Don't even get on the list, because once you're on there, it's hard to get off, and I hope that Boosie tells this to his people, you know, his fan base and everybody that's close to him and around him, everybody that's, you know, looked up to him in this case for whatever reason, whether they be a rap or an inmate or whatever they are, I just hope that he stresses them as well. You know, like, do the right thing. Try to do the right thing, you know? I mean, that's all you can do.
Well, we'll touch back on it in a couple years. Well, not even, I ain't going to say a couple years because, you know, he was in headlines, you know, some months back for getting in trouble while in there. So we'll see what happens. It's gonna be real interesting, and you know, when we get the outcome, we'll come back and talk about it. It'll be one of those
round tables.
You know, yeah, what did you expect? You know what, or it'll be one of those, man, you know, I'm shocked.
I'm getting to the point where I'm just like, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, y'all niggas like jail. Y'all niggas do y'all thing.
Yeah, it's,
you know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas like jail like that. Y'all niggas do y'all thing, man. Just, you know, when you, I mean, the whole mystical shit is just like, and he did a song, man, that's that bullshit. I don't know if y'all heard the song. How, like, he's going back to jail. It's actually a funny song, but it's mad real. But at the same time, it's sad. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas, you know, like, I'm just about to go knock this light work out. Knock this light time out. I'll be right back. You know what I'm saying? It's,
yeah,
like,
that's not the way you
like,
say it.
Yo,
wait,
my nigga, like,
wait.
You know, it's becoming a part of the black man's vocabulary, like, you know, even you know, unfortunately, it's two times I went fortunate enough to get right out. You know what I'm saying? You know, niggas come home, be like, oh, man, you know, did a little scared bit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas, and then you look at it and you just like, when you look back at it, you like, you're not fuck that place. You know what I'm saying? If you got any kind of sense that comes to you, like, you know, nah, fuck that place. I got to do whatever I can to stay up out of that place, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when you don't see people doing that, it's just like they have ingrained an institutional mind.
Yeah.
You don't even realize that you're okay with this place, and this place is the furthest thing you should be okay with.
Yeah.
Furthest, you know what I'm saying? So, certain times it saddens me to hear niggas talk about the being like it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is a fucking cage. It's the worst.
And I've heard females the same. It's getting too common to where they're now like, oh, it ain't nothing. But like you said, it's nothing to them because it's nothing. It's like it's a part of the, this is what we do. You know what I mean? We go in, do it, get out, probate. Like, that's not really how things should work. And I'm, you know, again, nobody's perfect, but we can't think that this is okay to just keep doing it over and over, going back. So at one point, is it not okay? And I, like, you know, these rappers, they're regular people. So, hey.
Hey, man. It seems like the jail's a major part of the hood nowadays. It's like you got to visit that shit like you visit the corner store.
Yeah.
So, you know, just, you know, if they want to play it like that, I mean, you know. It is what it is, man. You know, it is what it is. You're going to have to learn one day.
Right. Well, we went in heavy on that, and we're getting close to our time. Is there anything extra,
yeah,
anything?
That time been up, yep.
Yeah. We over the time. Anybody want to throw their networks out there real quick so we can go ahead and conclude?
Yeah, jab it in real quick. Holla at me. THAGLUE, The Glue, on Twitter, at The Glue, on Global 14, Golden Fleece, that's my handle. Take care, everybody.
All right, we got Brightwood ENT on G14. We also got on Twitter, Brightwood Entertainment on Global 14, and Brightwood ENT on Twitter. Holla at y'all next week.
Yes, indeed, and I will be back joining the cells as well on Wednesday, and I'm ONYX254 on both Global 14 and Twitter. And you can follow the Twitters at Global 14 and G14 Radio, and we are out.
Yeah. I am smoking on that gas. Life should be on Cinemax movie. Thought my booth bigger than a bigger air. Who he's not, I smoke strong that pie pie. Louis V's in my archives. Black diamonds apartheid. Bread up in my top down.
Down.
On the block with a block out. Hit your ass with that block out. Dope enough to go in your nostril.
Yeah.
I take
Take unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real, real won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up? Two chains and champagne, you want true, that's true enough. Yeah. Forbes list like, yeah, yeah, my office is my tour bus. Yeah. She came through, she brought food, she got, she knew what's up. She think I'm the realest out, and I say, damn, that makes two of us. Damn. Oh, that look like, what's her name? Chances are it is, what's her name? Chances are if she was acting up, then I f***ed her once and never f***ed her again. She could have a Grammy, I still treat her like a nominee. Just need to know what that pussy like, so one time it's fine with me. Yeah. Young ass, an intern, money like I built the shoe. Streets talking, that confirmed. Go ask them who just kept the shoe. Stay keeping my cup full, so I'm extra charged like a state tax. Me and Chains go way back, we don't talk, we just say facts. Yes, Lord. I say, f*** it unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real, real won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Name it. That won't summer, our rap is there, our trap is there, put it there, send a plastic bag with his trash air. Take him out, bring him in, them whole things. Tupac without a nose ring, thug life, one wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend. I did what they say I wouldn't, went where they say I couldn't.
True.
YSL belt buckle, y'all show it looking, y'all show it lacking. Two chains on my rugby, left hand on that steering wheel, right hand on that.
I say, f*** it unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real, real won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say word. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real, real, say true. You ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?